So the learning today should be a schus ilan nishmas ader chaver chaim Allah zaven shem shenariyeh, as well as a schus for an ilan neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Should also be a schus for a fuah shleima for Chaim Doiv ben Menorachol, Chanaliyah ben Shein Derachol, and Abatati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in the makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So today we're going to do the topic of hisbaydedus. Hisbaydedus in English, you would touch it up as meditating or as contemplation, essentially. Being solitary, being alone with your thoughts. And that's why meditation, but not meditation the way we think of it, because the way we think of meditation is closing your mind off to the outside world, but also potentially closing your mind off from any thoughts and just, you know, focusing on your breathing. But this is more hisbaydedus, closing your mind off from the outside world, but not from from connecting with, using it as a tool to connect with Hashem. So he says like this, I'm on page 588. It's a hachana, it's preparation for a person, the kriya nemana, he says, to one who's my faithful reader of Peleoids, lalon be'amka shel halacha, that will enable him to, do, to go to the depths of Torah and depths of halacha. Loitaisif teis koich alav in davar al beruyot, let the strength be given to him to understand the matter clearly, v'ladun dinem eslamitoi, and to get to the absolute truth of it. V'gam hi even haraisha, it's a foundation stone, l'seder kedusha, to someone who wants to reach levels of kedusha, l'achshay v'achshavas tahayreis, to delve into pure thoughts. V'chishav im kainehu, he should make a cheshbon with his master, meaning with God, cheshbonah shel olam, an accounting of the world, meaning just talking about weighing mitzvahs, gain against the potential loss, to his iris rishbe avavira, as well as these to have an inspiration of love and fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he siga yadoi kishein dover matrid, he'll accomplish this. How do you get this? So this is really what we all want. What do we all want? He said in a, he's saying in a very flowery way, but essentially what he's saying is we want a connection. We want that when we daven, we should think about Hashem and our mind shouldn't be wandering and be completely spaced out. We want when we learn, we shouldn't be distracted. We should be able to focus. We should be able to actually be amel, whatever it is we're learning, even if we're learning daf yomi and doing bikiyos, but you still want to be able to understand fully what it is that you're learning without your mind going into racing off into 100 different places. So, and because at the end of the day, what do you really, really want? You want to feel close to Hashem. So he says, how do you get that? He says, you'll accomplish this. Because when you do hisbaydedus, nothing is going to distract you while you're thinking of and connecting with Hashem. Mm-hmm. He says also, not just in your learning, but to focus when you're davening, to daven and seek forgiveness in front of Hashem. In order to do that, you need quiet and you need calm. You need basically that you are not concerned with other things. You're not, your mind is not preoccupied. Ila zois, for these reasons, it's wise for a person to have a designated place where he can be alone with no one else there. So ideally, a person should have a spot where you have, and it's your place, and you don't have to worry about one other human being there. What are you going to do in that place? To isolate yourself there, to learn Torah, and essentially to elevate yourself in Kedusha. So ideally a room in the house where you close the door and all your problems are on the other side of the door and you're not concerned with anything else except what the sefer or the sitter or the tefillah that's in front of you. If you only have one house in B'nai Beisai with the members of your household, so meaning that you don't have such a room, but the whole house is shared and accessible to everyone. So yakim ba'id laila, you should get up while it's still night, kishakulam yishenim, while they're all sleeping, v'yizbaydidim kainak, and you should use that time to isolate yourself with Hashem. Ki b'sho'a achas shel hisbaydedus, he says, 1 hour of hisbaydedus, yuchalom ayru lahavim v'liknei say the kedusha yos miyam shalom. He says, you can accomplish in 1 hour what it would take you a whole day if you were constantly being distracted. And we know this to be the case because if you're distracted and you're trying to learn a line of Gemara, you could read the line 50 times, 100 times. It doesn't go in. Your mind is distracted. And a lot of times you have to just take care of whatever it is that's causing the distraction and then come down when your mind is settled. But here he's saying that, so here he's making that point that's why his baita das is so special, because what you can accomplish in 1 hour of just shutting your mind out from the outside world, it can take you a whole day to accomplish the same amount. His baita das hu gadar gadol lishmar lapiv. He says his baita das is a good safeguard for shmiras halashon. It prevents a person from sinning with his tongue because there's no one else to talk to. So on top of the benefits that you're connecting with Hashem, there's also benefits that you're not going to lose out in some of the averis of that involve being adam lachaver. And there's a siman for this in the Torah. It says bad kodesh yobash. So bad kodesh, which means a sacred linen, but bad kodesh yobash, that you should adorn yourself with bad kodesh, with being alone, being solitary with kodesh. And someone who wants to, let's say, fix up his ways. So what do you do if you are amongst other people? Is there room for some sort of hisbaydidus then? He says yes. He says even when you're found amongst other people in berachayvays, with the rest of the people, kirya, you're in the streets of the city. He says there are people who want to work on themselves, so even while they're walking in the streets, they focus their minds exclusively on Hashem, and they don't let other people disturb them. As the Mishayrer says, that when I stand among the congregation, the raimim l'cha echra, I kneel to uplift myself to you. I kneel and bow my head in body in prayer. Kalaimar, what does that mean? Sh'al yatriduni chevrasam, that I daven that the other gatherings that I am involved in should not distract me. Ukma shakasa b'sefer charedim, like the charedim writes. Ashrei amagia lidei midah zu matayif chalka manam garala. Praiseworthy is the person who's able to achieve this type of conduct for himself. He's constantly involved in mitzvahs, and specifically the mitzvah of fearing Hashem and the mitzvah of loving Hashem and clinging to Him. This is an essential klal in Torah and in elevating yourself the ways of tzaddikim. Asher hochem tamid lefnei alikim, that walk constantly in front of Hashem. V'zasharish pyre pre-eitz chayim. And he says this minug, or this type of conduct, is a type of root, shayresh pyre priates, of a fruit tree of a righteous person who that it's eitz chaim, rather it's the fruit of a tzaddik, which is like the tree of life to those that grab onto it. The geder lazel el. So he says a wise person can help to lower your eyes. When you find yourself amongst other people, look down. Instead of making eye contact with others, you look down, and this way you keep your head devoted to Hashem, your thoughts devoted to Hashem. Tzaddik is going to think about it. He's going to recognize the benefits of baidados, his baidados, and then one mitzvah will lead to another. So, 2 points here to take away. Point number one is that part of any Seder and learning, there should be some hisbaydidus where you shut off your phone and you shut off your connection to the outside world. And in that way, you have at least some part of your day is spent just between you and your Sefer and your Shir and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Second is, even when you're outside amongst people, it doesn't mean that at all times you have to be socializing. There's the ability for a person to look away or for a person to think. And I'll prove to you that it's possible, because if you ever drive in Brooklyn and you see these guys on their phone who are just mindlessly walking the streets, bumping into people, walking when the light turns red, you see these people all the time. They somehow have the ability to block out the entire world and just focus on whatever's going on their phone. So we do have that ability to block out the world and look down and be focused on our thoughts. So you have to use at times, I don't know about all the time, but at times, that is a tool that you should be using, even if you're out in public, to think about and sort of be alone with your thoughts relating to Kedusha, to Devar Kedusha, to HaKadosh Baruch.